to the job numbers, we had in the intro something like 160,000 asylum seekers, only 500 wound up working in Sweden. That leaves a lot of unemployed people. What are they doing and how are they living?
Oh, they live great, Tucker. I mean, it's one of the most generous, you know, financial programs that they have in terms of the amount of money they're giving to them, the housing benefits they get, the education benefits they get, the cash benefits they get. So they have these, and what they really have become are no-go zones. These are areas that cops won't even enter because it's too dangerous for them. This is the policy of the National Police Authority in Sweden. So they live in these enclaves, which, by the way, are lovely. They're leafy neighborhoods. They're beautiful apartments. And they are sitting around. Be right. It's difficult to get jobs. There's too many of them. But they have tremendous benefits there, which is why so many of these migrants are going to Sweden to begin with.